If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Introducing a new online workshop. It's called Nurture Imagination in a Waldorf-inspired Outdoor Classroom. It's a one-hour workshop, which is being offered live to our Circle members on March 21st. For non-Circle members, you may listen to the recording on March 22nd. And a little bit more about that after I read the description. So the description is, do you ever wonder what Waldorf education is all about and how you could incorporate this philosophy of education into your outdoor classroom? Waldorf schools emphasize cultivating children's emotional life and imagination. Waldorf educators believe that in order for children to connect more deeply with any subject matter, all subjects are presented through artistic work that includes storytelling, visual arts, drama, movement, music, and crafts. In this workshop, we explore how these materials nurture the imagination. We will also highlight a variety of Waldorf outdoor classrooms to discover how to incorporate these methods into your outdoor classroom. So here is the deal. If you are a Circle member, this workshop is actually a part of your membership. You do not have to pay additional costs. If you would like to become a Circle member, you can purchase our membership for $27 a month, and you get access to not only this workshop live, you get to participate live, and the upcoming Exploring Nature in Spring masterclass. That's all included for the $27 a month, or you can pay for the whole year. If you do not want to be a member, which is totally fine, you can access this workshop for $37. We will get the workshop recording. You will not have access to the Exploring Nature in Spring masterclass. You just get access to the workshops. So this decision's yours. The information, the link will be in the show notes, and we would love to have you on March 21st. If you have any questions regarding this workshop or the upcoming masterclass, please email me at victoria@outdoor-classrooms.com, and I would be happy to answer any questions that you have. Talk to you soon. Bye. Hey, everybody. It is almost spring. We are waiting anxiously, and we are excited to announce that we have a brand new masterclass. So this podcast, this mini episode, is called Plant Seeds of Wonder. And I thought I would throw in a little description of what is around the corner, which is we're going to be introducing the Exploring Nature in Spring masterclass. I'm so excited about it. So in this mini episode, we're going to explore a little bit about this new masterclass that will be featured inside the Circle membership community. A piece of it is inspired by episode 85. We had an incredible conversation with author Janet Fox and her book Winter Garden. So we are going to be exploring how seeds and plants cultivate wonder in children. And from the tiniest sesame seed to the giant sausage seed, we will discuss how they grow and what they grow into. We talk about the importance of tasting delicious edible plants, going on a seed walk, and making our own herbal teas. That's going to be such a fun masterclass. So in this masterclass, we're not just focused on the gardens that feed. We're also going to be exploring all the four types of gardens. So we also are growing our environmental knowledge and developing an awareness of nature while planting seeds of wonder in all four types of gardens. So in our new upcoming Exploring Nature in Spring Masterclass, which will be featured inside the Circle membership community, this course is full of hands-on activities designed to inspire young children to connect to the outdoors in spring, which will also bring a love of learning. This course is presented through the four types of gardens, and they include the gardens that feed, gardens as outdoor learning stations, gardens for art and beauty, and gardens that attract wildlife. So my question for you is, how can seeds and plants cultivate wonder for children? So we begin this to answer this question with module one, which is exploring nature in spring in your gardens that feed. So we talk about planting a small seed and witnessing that growth is absolutely nothing short of magic. It's truly magic. And in our Exploring Nature in Winter Masterclass, we started planting seeds. This is one of the things that we want to start when it's still a little bit cold out. So now that it's spring, we really want to transfer that new and want to offer new information where we can take those seeds into our gardens that feed. So I'm including getting started information, tried and true tips for planting and growing food with children, how-tos, the basic gardening techniques, and plant lists. So you can be a black thumb. You do not have to be a green thumb at all. We're going to be looking at leaves, root, and fruit planting activities for children, featuring garden exploration, soil, growing, harvesting, and cooking. I'm not a great cook, so I'm going to venture into this cooking project arena as well. And I can't wait. So we're going to be really talking about how to create a thriving garden with specific techniques that involve young children. Each module will have educator resources, garden-related songs, and all sorts of additional goodies for you to grow. So spring also offers wonderful opportunities for us educators and children to explore our environmental knowledge. And I think actually doing this through gardens that attract wildlife is a wonderful venue. So in this garden, it's another module in the masterclass, and this is where we are going to learn about different plants that are going to attract birds and butterflies, and we're going to learn how to create pollinator gardens. We're going to learn how to observe birds and insects and other critters that are going to be reappearing from their winter's hibernation. So again, in this module, we will have tons of educator resources and related books that offer an appreciation for wildlife and their needs. And I cannot wait for this one specifically, because last year, if you remember, there was a lot of rain. I don't know if there was rain in your area, but for here in Massachusetts, there was so much rain that the beginning of this year, I was about to give up on my gardens that feed. I had it. I had maybe one or two tomatoes, and the animals got the rest. So I've decided to sign up for a course that's going to teach me new tricks, tips and tricks. But one of the things I did as I was sort of beginning to give up was I thought, okay, I'll just grow flowers. I'll see how that goes. So I have embarked on this new venture in growing flowers. So we put in our bulbs and we'll see how many are going to grow back. And so again, I've got a whole raised garden bed that's just going to be focused on kind of a mixture of things with the kiddos. And one of them is flowers. So I can't wait to start growing flowers, creating bouquets, adding new structures to my outdoor space so it creates this incredible art and beauty, and can't not wait to share that with you. So that's going to be a whole module within itself. And the final module is the gardens as outdoor learning stations. So in this masterclass, because it is spring, we are really coming off of a season of winter and looking at these outdoor learning stations with a new lens. So in our secret gardens, which is where I'll be using a lot of my examples from, it's going to be a process of reinvigorating the space because it's been kind of a dreary winter and it's time to kind of refresh and renew. So we're going to be looking at a makerspace garden, the fishing bridge, the mud kitchen, the wash and dry garden, the story walk, the raised garden beds, which will be in our kitchen garden, gardens that feed, the rowboat, the water wall, the log hotel, and so much more. But you're going to be witnessing me and refreshing each of these gardens. So the spring has a light and colorful feel to it in our outdoor classroom. So this is going to be a time where we are going to really explore nature in spring and how we can design our outdoor classroom spaces to be full of activity and hum, and where we are providing connections and growth for our children in these spaces. So I hope you can join us. Come join us and learn more, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for joining us here at the Outdoor Classrooms podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with anybody who you think would enjoy it, and follow us on Instagram. We'd love to continue the conversation. If you want to continue the conversation even deeper, please join us in the Circle community. The purpose of the Circle is to support, guide, and push you as you continually grow and sustain your outdoor classroom by providing the tools to help you set the right goals, then actually follow through in achieving those goals with the support of our amazing community. Each month, 24/7, you get guidance and support from myself. You get to begin your journey with our new member roadmap. You get access to our outdoor teaching bootcamp. You get to interact and learn from guest experts who are on our podcast. They come into our membership and join us to continue the conversations. You get to connect and collaborate during 2 live sessions a month. You get access to all our online workshops and masterclasses. You get to dig deeper with our membership missions each month, and you get to become an ambassador of joy for children. I hope you can join us. You get all of this. You get to become a member of our family at Outdoor Classroom. So I hope you can join us. I will share the link in the show notes, and we'll see you later. Come join us.